FM weather, sponsored by Steadplant, driving you further.
Here is your local weather forecast for today. After a cloudy start in the east with patchy rain, Wednesday looks to be a mostly fine day with decent spells of sunshine developing. Perhaps an isolated shower, though, and feeling fresher. Maximum temperature 20 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Debbie Harry opening the show today, the Food and Drink Show, with Lee, Phil and Morgs. Well, Morgs has just nipped off.
Where's he gone?
He's gone for a sandwich.
Are you joking?
No.
Are you actually joking, Peria?
No, why?
Honestly, you morons.
Why?
You know why? I wanted a sandwich. I was promised sandwich when I got here.
Yeah.
You then said, oh, no, you need to do this.
Oh, do you know
show.
What? Your breath stinks.
Yeah, of course it does, because I've had to nip round to the garage. I didn't know anyone were going for butties. If I'd have known, I'd have hung on for 5 minutes, wouldn't I? Well, but instead, what you've done, you've ordered behind my back like a couple of absolute goons, and now I've had to add that sandwich that I got, which is the worst thing I've ever put down my gullet.
Hang on, it's more about learning. This is an education.
No, it ain't an education. You told me you were getting butties, you didn't get butties.
And I said we'd do it after the
I
food
couldn't
show.
Wait, I'm starving, man. You know what I get like when I'm hungry? But you put me like that anyway.
Anyway, speaking of sandwiches and the lead topic for today's food and drink show. Now, it was you that told me about this, and I thought, what are they doing? However, Big Sister Jen, your big sister,
yep,
has actually been and bought one.
Been and done it.
And tried it. It's the viral sandwich from M&S. I don't know enough about it, so please tell me.
I don't really, but I did see the post go out about them doing a strawberries and cream sandwich.
Now, my initial reaction is, why?
Yeah.
It doesn't kind of work. Do you know what I mean?
No, but apparently one of the best sandwiches is one of the best sandwiches is she's ever had.
Yeah, but please describe it, because how you described it was not what I had in mind. Last night I did read up a little bit about it, and it's not sort of like bread and butter with some strawberries, then some cream, and then lid put
then
on.
Lid bot, yeah.
It's a bit different, isn't it?
So she said it's a bit like a brioche slice of bread.
Yeah.
But a bit firmer.
Right.
But then she said, but it's still soft.
Okay.
She then big fat diamond strawberries in the middle of them. And the cream is more of a, like a cheesecake cream.
Oh, so a bit like a Philadelphia with cream in it. Right.
But said it was absolutely incredible.
We've got to get one, haven't we?
And, in fact, I might leave this bit for later. There is something else going on, apparently, behind the scenes, but that might be a story for later.
Oh, something like it's going to be at Wimbledon for £25 with a glass of fizz.
Well, I do know how much it is as well. That can be after this as well.
Oh, no!
My feeling for you, it's still so. I keep building the wall by myself. The Saturdays? Issues, is it called that? Is it?
You've got issues.
I can't see.
You've got issues.
I can't see the screen and you're hiding it from me.
Go on.
Anyway, back to the M&S butty. Can you call it a butty?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can. Oh, but this is what I'm going to... So this is where I'm going. So M&S have obviously called it a sandwich.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, and I don't know how much truth in this because I've not looked it up, but this is what our kid were talking about yesterday. Our kid's my sister.
Our kid.
Sorry, I didn't know. How northern are we around here?
Yeah.
Apparently, HMRC are coming for them.
Really?
M&S. Yeah.
Why?
Trying to say that it's a cake. Because of, obviously, sweet bread, cream, and there's a different VAT point.
Or whatever,
correct.
Oh, no, one will have that, the other one won't, I'm guessing.
So, yeah, there we go. HMRC. But do you remember the whole... We talked about this on the Food Show years ago. The whole thing with McVitie's about the Jaffa Cakes.
Cake or a biscuit.
Ended up being a cake. They ended up in court, though. High court.
Something else, though, you said you were going to tell me. You only get one triangle.
So, yeah, it's one triangle of a sandwich. So it's half a sandwich, really.
How much? Oh, no. Really?
This is why HMRC might be involved. £2.85, apparently, for half a sandwich.
Wow.
£2.85. So that's probably, what would you say, how many strawberries can you get in that? A strawberry and a half, because they'll cut them up, won't they?
They won't be big, thick, chunky slices, will they?
Strawberry and a half, I reckon. A little bit of
cream cheese,
whatever it is, and then two slices of, one slice of bread, isn't it, cut in half.
But... probably like many others, I do want to try it.
Well, apparently, well worth it.
Right, sister loved it.
Loved it. Yeah, she absolutely loved it.
Well, we're over at our sister station tomorrow in Burnley. Definitely nipping down to M&S. Other supermarkets are available. Oh, do some of them not have it?
But. So the idea was for her and my dad to try it at the same time. My dad obviously got on to M&S a little bit later than he should have done and couldn't get one in Burnley. So it looks like you have to get there early to secure your strawberries and cream sandwich.
But they are selling it at Burnley.
As far as I'm aware, yeah.
Is that apart from Preston, is that the only M&S? Oh, no, there must be one at Blackburn as well. There must be.
Yeah, anyway, I thought so.
Whatever happens tomorrow, we're having one.
Therefore.
Right, a little bit of feeling good now from Fats and Small. It's Ribble FM, and it's the Food and Drink Show.
Yeah. 106.7 Ribble FM.
With a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Looking for a delightful dining experience in the heart of the Ribble Valley? Look no further than Hindelini's restaurant at Gisborne Park Estate. Open every day from 9am till 5pm, Hindelini's serves up mouth-watering dishes made with love and locally sourced ingredients. From English classics like fish and chips to our famous full English breakfast, there's something for everyone. Our vibrant outdoor setting with regular live music, peaceful walks around the estate after lunch, and we are dog friendly and even have water bowls and treats for them. Book your table online today and treat yourself to a culinary adventure at Hindelini's. Visit gisbornparkestate.co.uk for more information.
It's time to redecorate, and Clitheroe Decorating Centre has you covered with a wide range of paints, including high-end designer brands like Benjamin Moore, as well as Crown, Dulux and Emperor, and to top it off, all the tools you might need to get the job done. Seeing a colour you like? Check out our colour wall or our paint matching service, which is available to all our customers, both trade and retail. Our friendly staff are always on hand to help offer best advice, tips and tricks. Just some of the benefits dealing with a local family-owned and Ribble Valley Business Award-winning store. Come browse our in-store exclusive offers at Clitheroe Decorating Centre on Shawbridge Street, Clitheroe, or give us a call on 01200 426 342.
Ah, spring in the Ribble Valley. The sun's peeking out, the soil's warming up, and your garden's giving you that look. You know the one. Time to pot up, plant out, and maybe, just maybe, treat yourself to garden furniture that makes the neighbours a bit jealous. At Shackleton's in Chapman, you'll find everything you need to make your outdoor space sing. Stunning mature trees, gorgeous spring plants, and furniture you'll want to nap on till October. Come for a wander, stay for the inspiration. Shackleton's. Experience different.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
And Paradise Calling here on the Food and Drink Show. You may have seen it. You may have seen it driving through town.
What?
New.
Oh, yeah.
New shop opened. New foodie outlet.
Knead and Grind.
Yeah, Knead as in bread and pastry.
Sounds like a club I used to frequent when in my late teens.
Yeah, go on down and eat and grind, don't worry.
Pocket full of pounds.
From Tom's Table Stable, Tom's done it again. And knead and grind. Knead is about the bread. Grind is about the coffee. The cakes, the croissants, and the level of coffee that is produced at Knead and Grind is unbelievable. But Morg's shop looks mint, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I'm just interested to try the coffee because, you know, I'm quite a bit of a coffee aficionado.
Yeah, but you drink coffee as it comes out the thing, don't you? You don't have...
Yeah, black coffee. No sugar.
And if you're one of those, I don't. I can't. It's too bitter.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Have you ever had the famous coffee?
Oh, the one that's gone through a catch.
That's gone through a catch, yeah.
No.
No, would you?
Probably. Yeah.
She walked down his pipe all this
way. So, really excited. I've got a call scheduled for this afternoon to have a chat with Tom. We want to go and do a live there, don't we?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, please.
Our little... Because we've done one from Tom's Table.
We have.
So, it would be nice to sit in a corner... You know, do a live, do the food and drink show live from Knead and Grind. I think that'd be really cool. Right, Tom, if you've got us on and you're listening, well, I know you don't normally do, but please, can we sort that? What do you reckon?
And if you've not got us on in New Cafe, Tom, why?
No, we're going to kick your head in.
Why? Why not?
I would just like to try your coffee, thank you.
Anyway, if you've tried it and you enjoyed it or you didn't, whichever way, please let us know and we can have a chat about it.
I see the moon. Oh, when you're looking at the sun. Not a fool. No, you're not fooling anyone.
Weather with you from Crowded House. Now, today's big question. Both Phil and Morgs have no idea what this question is. It was a news article that was released yesterday that it has now been given the approval in many countries worldwide. However, not the UK yet. Yeah?
Right, go on.
So the question is, would you eat lab-grown meat?
Oh.
So the article states that lab-grown meat is not like a protein made from vegetables or anything like that. They take cow samples and they are grown from whatever microscopic tissue it is. There is a photo on our Facebook page of one of the examples. But in the States, it's now been given the go-ahead, and it is being served in burgers, in burger restaurants, lab-grown meat. You're up first,
Phil. Well, the States have fairly lax rules, don't they, on what they allow in food anyway in comparison to what we do. Because I think there's something like you're allowed up to 4 maggots in a tub of yoghurt in the States, which
really?
It's mental.
Are you sure about that one?
Absolutely positive. I remember doing this. We've done this on the food shows all before, and we were absolutely shocked at some of the food allowances in the United States of America. It is minging. Might not be for it, but it was certainly something about maggots being in yogurt you're allowed a certain percentage of, which is just disgusting. I don't know. It's a bit like, remember Dolly the sheep that they cloned?
Tell you what, I'll show you the picture that we've used, right? Because that was one of the pictures. There you go. So, as a whole,
it looks
like that.
Yeah?
And then obviously they're just testing pieces in there, but that's, I mean, I don't, how do they even start to grow meat? I don't get it.
So, they cloned Dolly the sheep, didn't they, back in the 90s, early 2000s-ish? You remember it?
But I've got... We obviously are lay people at this. We don't know the ins and outs.
So you'd eat that, though, wouldn't you? You'd eat a cloned sheep.
Yeah.
So would you eat... I don't know. It's a weird one, that.
Right, Morgs, what about you?
Yeah, absolutely. No qualms at all.
And that surprises me.
Yeah.
Especially his generation that are, like, cry about everything, that he's happy to, like, smash that down his gullet.
Well, it's meat, and...
But it hasn't been through...
Oh, yeah. Penny just dropped.
The same. Are the proteins the same that are in it? You know, does it still render the fat, or is it all super lean? Because, you know, they say that the ribeye is the best steak because it's got all that marbling of fat. When they grow it in a lab, does it have fat in it? I just don't know.
Well, look at the picture. It's got fat in
it. Yeah, but that could be AI. It could be anything, couldn't it? We just don't know, do we? So I would have to see a lab-grown steak... and try it. Would I try it? Yes, I would. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I'd have to give it a bash just to see what it was like.
Anyway, a little bit of a touchy subject, I know, but what do you think? Let us know on the old WhatsApp 01200 40 73 72 or email studio@ribblefm.com.
Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Is debt piling up on your doorstep? Are you avoiding opening letters or answering calls? Is debt weighing you down? Start lifting that burden today. Christians Against Poverty are here to give you a helping hand to deal with the paperwork, the calls, the stress, and ultimately, to find freedom from debt. A member of our Clitheroe Debt Centre team can visit you in your home in the BB7 postcode area. Give us a call on 0800 328 0006 and start your CAP journey now. That's 0800 328 0006.
Do you live in the Ribble Valley? Are you looking for the longest established school uniform supplier in the area? Then visit Ribble Valley Supplies, just off Wellgate near Swales' Cafe. They make it easy for you to find what you need. A stock is arranged in school and size order. Everything is embroidered in-house, meaning they can provide a swift professional service and have experienced staff on hand to help when needed. Ribble Valley Supplies, the easy choice for all things school uniform.
The Fireplace Warehouse, a warm welcome and Britain's biggest choice.
For a limited period only, a free Living Flame gas or electric fire. Yes, a free Living Flame gas or electric fire with every fireplace over £8.99. Also, 10% off all our stunning media wall fires.
The Fireplace Warehouse, a warm welcome and Britain's biggest choice.
The Fireplace Warehouse, Accrington Road, Burnley.
No life without you, 'cause I'm cutting corners and I'm standing still, missing you and I always will. Holding back, keeping all the feelings deep within. Baby, baby, but I'm wondering why these feelings always seem to win. Too long, feeling low, but I'm acting strong. Cutting corners till you call, just a call, baby, that is all.
In, I'm still loving that. Van Morrison's new single, Cutting Corners. Right. Morgs and I are under the spotlight.
Are we?
Phil's under the spotlight.
Are we?
Everyone's under the spotlight.
Are we?
It was an article the other day about how much trust we put in a particular kitchen appliance. And that appliance is the fridge. The fridge. More so than the microwave. Because what we all think, according to this new survey that's out, we all think that if we put something in the fridge, it's going to last forever and we don't need to do anything about it because nothing can go wrong in the fridge. Yeah? Microwave's different because you're cooking and stuff splatters in there. Yeah, give it a quick squirt and a once over now and again, but very rarely.
I was thinking more about, like, radiation in your food or something.
No. So this is about how often do you completely empty and clean your fridge?
Every week.
Do you really?
Well, oh, you empty your fridge? Empty every week. you know my eating habits when I don't have my kids. I live off toast for a week.
So what we tend to do is, at the Morgenstern hostelry, the Liam Morgs hostelry, if a shelf becomes empty, it gets a bit of a wipe down. Bit of a squirt with the old antibacterial and a wipe down. Yeah? If it's still got stuff on it, it stays there. But I would say probably once every 6 months, completely empty the fridge. Bin any of the jars that we haven't used for a while, like the jars of preserves or chutneys or whatever. I'm quite open and honest. I found a Tupperware tub this morning, right, when I went to get some milk, and in the Tupperware tub, right, there was a slice of Gruyere cheese, which looked all right, and I thought, do you know what, I might just bang that on a piece of toast and melt it and just have a bit of Gruyere on toast, maybe put a fried egg on top for breakfast. Anyway, when I pulled the Tupperware tub out, the back edge that was unseen had started to go mouldy. So that then made me go, right, that shelf's getting done. Completely emptied that shelf and give it a clean down.
Yeah, but cheese isn't too bad, especially with Gruyere, like a hard cheese like that.
No, but we do think, don't we, that when we put it in a container, it's going to last forever.
No, I'm not saying it's going to last forever, but that sort of cheese isn't really badly affected by mold.
And why is it when you slide one of those glass shelves out the fridge,
you can't get it back in?
You can't get it back in.
It becomes like a Rubik's Cube.
But it is, though, isn't it? It is. It's ridiculous.
Every time I close my eyes, I can clearly see the image. voice of the valley.
Your valley connection.
Ribble FM.
Please, please tell me now. Please, please tell me now. Please, please tell me now. Please, please tell me now.
Duran Duran.
Is there something I should know? Yes, there is.
Wanted to just mention really quickly, Sunday we were at the Burnley Classic Car Show.
Yeah.
And all three of us, for lunch, had the same burger.
Wild Hogs.
Right. Is that what the store was called? Wild Hogs?
I don't know.
But we all went for the Wild Boar burger.
Oh, was it Wild Boar?
Yeah, which we have to say was probably one of the best burgers we've had in a long time.
Pretty good. I have to remortgage for it. Like,
I was on the stand, and both Morgs and Phil came back with the three burgers and just one little tray of chips.
Yeah, and a can of Coke.
And a can of Coke.
Not each, one can of Coke.
Yeah. The scary thing. Go on.
£27.
So the question is, are they taking the mickey at festivals? I know they get charged a lot of money, but 27 quid for three burgers, crikey.
I'm just glad Mark bought that beer.
Anyway, that's it for the Food and Drink Show. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next week, hopefully, from Need and Grind.
TTFN.
Don't know what he's done. Kids don't know what's wrong with Mum. She can't say
This is how it feels to be lonely. This is how it feels.